The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, February 17th. It's a little after Little Neri, and I shall be your host for today. Today, my guest canceled. So when my guest canceled and I'm not sure what to talk about, I have an open line. Today is going to be an open line Tuesday. That means we can discuss what you want to discuss, what is trending in the news, and also what is trending on social media. And of course, when I have open line, I tend to have one or two or three things that I want to talk about, right? What I'm going to pitch out there as a concern, as something to celebrate, as something to talk about, just to get the listening audience prepared on the theme of which I am headed toward, right? So let's start. The PLP had there, it was not a convention. It was a pitch, a general analysis, a debut of their synopsis, is a better word, of their entire regime, where each minister was able to put forward their time as the government, right? They put a proposal, and this proposal for a second term, right? I saw the Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Tourism, he addressed a crowd, and his pitch was that the PLP is deserving of a second term, because next term is going to be about Bahamian ownership. You know, Bahamian ownership is a big theme. It got the excitement and attention of a lot of Bahamians, because at times a number of Bahamians question whether they're getting their fair share in the stake of the Bahamas. So that Bahamian theme, ownership theme, resonated with me. And I say, let me see what they're going to be saying moving forward about a Bahamian ownership. I'm going to have that conversation juxtaposed to what is Barbados, right? In Barbados, the newly elected prime minister, who is going for a third term as prime minister of Barbados, Miss Mia Mottley, she claimed 30 seats. And I was wondering, what if one of the political parties in the Bahamas claim all 41 seats? The PLP actually believed that they could claim all 41 seats. Would that be good for the Bahamas? For one political party to say, hey, there is no opposition, right? I'm sure that might not happen, right? But the PLP is putting their best foot forward to say that it can happen. But would that be good for the Bahamas? And I would like to hear your opinion on that. Would that be good for the Bahamas? Continuing on that stream of thought, the Prime Minister, Philip Davis, says the PLP needs a second term. And of course, you can read that inside the Guardian. As the PLP launches its 2026 campaign, the Prime Minister, Brave Davis, made the case last night for his administration to be elected for a second term, telling party supporters at a campaign launch at Bahama, the Progressive Liberal Party, PLP, rescued the country from collapse and put it into recovery. And that's the theme of the PLP's party launch yesterday. They secured the Bahamas for all Bahamians, and they're moving forward, and they want to know if the entire Bahamas see it that way. There's another thing that is trending, and I'm going to read it. I'm just going to get it up onto my phone here. It's a press release. Let's see. Yes, I have it right here. By the Anglican Central Education Authority, Diocese of the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos Islands, and I wanted to give the address, for immediate release. The ACA official statement on the Mardi Gras event at St. John's College. And as you know, the entire Bahamas know, something happened at St. John's Mardi Gras. It's an unfortunate incident. Kids acting out. Very unfortunate. And in a video, the principal reacted, trying to stop the combruction. And some people claim that the principal went too far. And there is a debate on how far is far, what should have been done, or what is going to be done. But what I'm talking about today is the press release from the ACA, the Anglican Central Education Authority. That is the conversation today, not necessarily the actions of what transpired that day, because we saw it. We all watched it on social media, and we all can make a determination on whether it's too far or we support the principal in general. So here, how the press release goes. The Anglican Central Education Authority, the ACA, wishes to advise the general public that it is aware of a series of videos currently circulating on social media relating to incidents that occurred on Saturday, the 14th of February, 2026, at St. John's College during a dance held as part of the school's annual Mardi Gras event. At this time, the ACA is focused on conducting a thorough investigation into the matter. This is being undertaken with all relevant stakeholders to ensure that all available information surrounding the incident is gathered and reviewed in accordance to established protocols and procedures. The ACA wishes to note that based on the information presently in its possession, no harm or injury was occasioned during the event purportedly being circulated on social media. The ACA, however, takes seriously any reports of incidents involving members of staff and any member of the public, whether on or off campus. Accordingly, the investigation will continue with the appropriate level of seriousness, interest of fairness and accuracy. The public is respectfully encouraged. I can read that part again. In the interest of fairness and accuracy, the public is respectfully encouraged to refrain from commentary or circulation of unverified information, which may compromise the investigative process. I'm missing some words here. Let me see if I can get a smaller one. The ACA extends its appreciation to the wider community for its continued cooperation, understanding, and support. And that's sincerely Alfonso Major Jr., who is the Director of Education and Supervision at the Anglican Central Education Authority. And this particular snapshot, I'm missing one or two words, unfortunately, but that's the gist of the press release. What I found interesting, what I took note of, was this phrase. In the interest of fairness and accuracy, the public is respectfully encouraged to refrain from speculation, commentary, or the circulation of unverified information which may compromise the integrity of the investigative process. I took that as instruction. I am one of those people who don't like get dictated to. I tend to react, right? And there was a exchange on whether it was an instruction by the Anglican Authority or it was, what they call, an encouragement, right? To not talk. See, they said they don't want anyone to do any commentary about it or forward any of the videos. The videos is public. People, I think, should be able to give commentary on it since it's public. They should be able to draw any conclusion. I don't think there's going to be a side. There might be, if they're going to have an open session where they have the deliberation and I can see and watch, right? I can understand that they want us not to talk about it, but I don't know what they can talk about, right? Now, I personally saw the video. The video was unfortunate. I do not condone the action of the principal. However, I understood what the principal did. I understood why. I understood the being in the situation at that time. It was a uncontrollable moment where we saw that in front of the video what I saw, the principal was trying their best to get things in control. I saw him talking to the student, and the student was not hearing. What I saw was the principal trying to move the child. But unfortunately, the placement of the hands is unfortunate and can't be excused. But I understand what the intent. And I do not envy the Anglican School Board and their deliberation in trying to get to the truth in terms of what was the intent, what would be the conclusion. And I would say parents who have children to look at it that way and then make a conclusion, right? What if it's your child? One, what was the intent of the principal? Two, and what should have happened? Three, I end with that. What I want to celebrate yesterday, in fact, the Ministry of Education listed the top BGCSE and BJC results of the Bahamas. But one of the results stood out to me as the Ministry of Education did it. And I said I would be amiss if I do not highlight this, because I'm not sure if any of the media saw this as yet. But I noticed it because I went through every grade, every student who was recognized. I saw a number of people from the Family Islands, a number of people from small schools who did exceptionally well. I saw people from the public schools. And you know, people always say, oh, only the private schools are doing well. But I see a list of public schools who was recognized for their higher academic achievements. But this student, a Mr. Kevin Williams. Let me see if you have a middle name. Kevin Jeremiah Williams from R.M. Bailey Senior High School. I'm going to repeat it again because I think everyone, especially the Alumni Association, you know, I tend to have a soft spot for alumni associations. The Alumni Association for R.M. Bailey School, proprietors of businesses from R.M. Bailey School, who graduated from R.M. Bailey School, former teachers, administrators from R.M. Bailey School, need to seek out who is this Kevin Jeremiah Williams. Kevin Jeremiah Williams got the top mark in the Bahamas for the BGCSE mathematics. This is a male student, boy child, going to a public school. R.M. Bailey. Not even C.R. Walker, because you know people's brag with C.R. Walker. This Kevin Jeremiah Williams attended R.M. Bailey Senior High School and got the best or top mark in the Bahamas, beating out St. Augustine's College, beating out St. Andrew's School, and all those other schools. And this Bahamian boy child, Kevin Jeremiah Williams, received the top mark in math. Man, math is one of the things that we in the Bahamas, we have acknowledged that we are doing poorly in math and English, you know, in comprehension. And this male child at R.M. Bailey Secondary School, and we got to give shout out to his village, his parents, his teachers, who's groom him, whatever it is, to have this boy child get the top mark, beat out everybody. I believe he deserved for me to pause, to say his name out loud, to herald him for a minute, to let people recognize that we have someone from a public school outdo everybody. Only him won't get it, though. One person got the top mark for math. Again, that's Kevin Jeremiah Williams for R.M. Bailey Senior High School. And again, today is open line Tuesday. The lines are all lit up. So let's see what you would like to talk about. But I just want to get these two stories. And I'm going to go and read into that Barbados story also, what Mia Motley is planning to do in Barbados. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live. Okay, let's go to the next caller there.
Hey.
Yeah, you're live. Go ahead.
That's me, man.
Yes, that's you now.
Hey, Niri, what's happening?
Right here, man.
You say open line.
Open line, whatever you want to talk about.
Let me congratulate the children first and the teachers then, but first thing first. What's up with you and Aaron Green, man? We miss y'all being together.
Man, we have different schedule. Aaron done gone.
You tell me that the last time
I just reached.
You tell me that already.
I just reached just now and she done gone.
Okay, maybe some sacrificing time need to come back in it for the fans.
Yeah.
Come together. Because I like to hear you, man. No, I say, stop. Read, stop.
I hear you.
And she's so humble. You know she don't play, but she's so humble.
We have a show together because we're going to be doing something with Queens College shortly. We're going on their campus.
That's our old school.
Yeah, that's our old school, and both of us are invited to do
something.
That sounds
so good to hear people going back. I hear Jerome Sawyer going back to St. Anne's on the news. But go back, Nuri, go back to your school. Let them know they could become better than you and all.
I believe everyone needs to go back, and I agree with you.
Yes, sir. Nuri, congratulations to all the hard-working teachers, because unless they was committed to encourage the children, ain't nothing was going to happen.
Yes.
Congratulations to the children who get the good grades and stuff like that. Congratulations to their parents for supporting them and sacrificing and making the time for it. This young man, Kevin Jeremiah, he attended private school before he reached
He's just a public school, Aaron.
All his life, he's just public?
Well, I'm not sure, but they didn't mention it.
It doesn't matter, but I just wondered if he'd be in the private place and then, because he sounded like a brainiac, and you say, oh, the whole Bahamas.
The whole Bahamas.
Private key and everywhere else, right?
All them people who get them special training and tutoring.
Yeah, you know that. That's what I mean. Yes, and he did it. Kevin Jeremiah Williams. We should celebrate Aaron Bailey, not just the alumni. Everybody in the community should have a parade, a motorcade for him.
Yeah, seek him out.
Yeah, so he can encourage the other rest of the children to do it.
Mind you, the number of public schools...
all about doing incentives and making children, them to encourage them to... That's what I about.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You were saying?
No, there's a number of public schools who did the best in other subjects, like arts and craft and food nutrition and stuff like that. But this is the first time I'm recognizing someone who do it in subjects that people will consider as hard, or only private school could get this. Because there's some subjects public school students do well in.
Or something like that. Did he get that? Did he get
He get a distinction.
All
straight across. He got
all
the
A's?
For this particular subject, this mathematics. He's the best in the Bahamas.
Okay. Because I remember... Hold on, you just celebrating for one subject? Or he
one
gets
subject.
The best at all?
No, he has one subject. And let's talk about what you're talking about. So far, at this present time...
I get one Gibson. Mm-hmm. And they say, I pass, and I so far, I tell everybody, but yes, I get one BJC. I don't know how to find it, but I get one BJC in biology. I didn't like biology, the red cells and the white cells and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't like the tension burner and all of that. Yeah, and Ron bottom flask and all of them. But listen, I wanted to find them from you. I understand them. What do you name Elon Musk? Them supposed to must get permission to do their thing again.
Yes, it's supposed to be some landing in the future.
When you say future, what do you mean? It sound like
in immediate future.
Okay, yes, soon, like in a couple of days or weeks.
We'll see soon.
But my point is that I don't think we're getting value for money for what he's doing here, knowing that it ain't like he's a broke man, and he's doing things all over the world and helping. Even if we just get some loan or him front some PPPs, although he mightn't be, we'll give him citizenship. I know we'll give, like our South Africa and the rest of them, Israel and all them, give it to him. Let him spend some billions of dollars. We could bridge the islands together. We could get a better hospital, just like how we said we won't borrow from the United States. I mean, knowing the explosion and different things, hopefully we wouldn't have no more, but just for what he's dealing with, so sensitive, I don't think he's spending enough with us. Thanks for the $1 million we gave him to the court, but that ain't cutting it. Listen, the thing with the girl, with the Ferguson boy, Chris Ferguson, I hate to call his name because I consider him like an animal for what he do to the little girl. I know they saying he had mental problems and all that stuff, right? I trying to find him from all of you all smart people, but Erin didn't get to talk to her about it, because I know she know what time it is and smart, and she can say it the right way. The little girl, it sound like the DNA... DNA, what they had to get the blood samples or whatever samples from the man to connect him with the little girl. Remind me of the little girl's name, because that didn't sound good.
Go ahead. Just go ahead.
Okay. And she they saying that from doing the DNA test, they confirmed that that's the man who fooled with her. And the attorney general office or whosoever, the PP, deputy prosecutor, they sound like they said, like, They thankfully didn't waste the court time and all that. And for what he'd say and how he explained it, they had to go along with giving him years rather than death, what a lot of us think he deserved. Now, my point is that I don't want no nothing graphic. I don't like to hear them think that's called my flesh, right? But I trying to figure out what they trying to say. Finally, they're saying he, you know, like in court when you say you're guilty and stuff, and you against yourself, he's supposed to explain how you do what you do. And I was wondering, like, if they reach that part, not to hear nothing graphic, but they sound like they saying he uses his fingers. I want to know, because
I hear you, and I interrupt you right here. I do not know the details. I do not know the details.
Okay, they say he needs... Listen.
Hold on. Okay. I'm just interrupting you now.
Yes.
He has been found guilty, and they give him 40 years. That's where we're at now.
Yeah, they gave him 40 years, but Nuri, in a normal case in the real world, when you check it out, in them court case, when they finish it, you explain how you do what you do.
Yes, but I am to the point... to the point where they found him guilty. 40 years. That's where we are.
Yeah, I think when you kill people, and especially little children and stuff like that, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, you don't deserve to be living. We don't deserve to send you to no doctor, but you need help and all that to see if you have mental problems.
And all of that can be debated, and I hear you. I've heard cases where there had been molestation, and they give 6 years, just 6 years.
Ah, boy.
I've heard cases where there have been brutal murders, and it's been 10 years, 12 years.
Yes.
This is the first time I've heard it going up to 40 years, and I find people still complaining,
even though
all the way to 40 years, it's never been happening to have that much ever.
So thank God for that.
That's
so
where we are.
If it was a belt or whatsoever, and you choke someone to death, big person or a little child, I don't buy that with you like that. What you saying about Jeffrey Epstein? You ain't saying nothing about that? The connection with it and the Bahamas?
I don't necessarily see any connection with Epstein and the Bahamas.
And they called some names, and they say these people...
They said somebody called names, but they didn't show how it is connected to the Bahamas.
Sound like they saying, you remember Marvin Deems, who's a candidate for the Free National Movement.
Marvin
like
Deems mentioned that he took a client...
Why he didn't go to the Royal Bahamas Police Force with that?
The person, it doesn't matter why he did it or not.
I think he didn't trust the police. He didn't think nothing
that
would come.
You're speculating now. You're speculating. There's no need to speculate. Let's just deal with the facts.
Yes.
He took them to the U.S. Embassy, and the lady who he took to the embassy, for whatever reason, give evidence.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are. Just stick with where we are instead of speculating.
Well, I think he's innocent until proven guilty, you know?
He didn't do anything. Marvin Deems said he took a client there. Full
stop. Not Marvin. I mean, anybody whose names are being called.
Nobody's name has officially been called. There are names that said...
Jeff Epstein files, and had no
bearing to the Bahamas at all. We just ran with the story.
Well, how people them all them arrest the radio station, the news people them who's calling.
I shake my head too. The prime minister
said the person whose name was called say he don't do fool.
Yes, and he said that he was not involved. He had
you say
never
whose
met.
Name was called, and that's a he is a person.
Hold on, let me try to explain it. You're a pauper, and I said I saw a pauper yesterday climbing a tree.
I'm a person.
Did you climb the tree?
I'm a person.
I asked you if you climbed a tree.
Huh?
Did you climb the tree yesterday?
The point is, if you call my name...
I could call your name and don't be involved. But you wasn't there.
Yes.
And you answered me and said, but I wasn't there because I'm black.
There's no connection to the Bahamas.
There's no connection to the case, even though their name was called.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
Okay, brother.
That's where I'm at. But yeah, man, I enjoy talking to you. Good. Let's see. This text says the economy was going to rebound after the pandemic, regardless of who was in power. How much economic growth occurred in the last 2 years? This is people responding to the PLP's bid for a second term. They're saying that they're going to go for Bahamian ownership and saying that if we go back to a different government, to the FNM administration, I guess the FNM administration, or I guess the OI, that the Bahamas will... go backwards, and that's their pitch. It says, good morning, CA. I'm proud that the Bahamian male got this award. He should be an encouragement for other young men. And this is why I said, let me put some time to say his name 3, 4, 5 times to let the Bahamian audience, Bahamian listeners, understand that we had a public school student, a male public school student, who did this, particularly in math. That's something to herald. This text says, you sure you're from Auckland? You are a very biased man pushing PLP propaganda on Garden Radio. We'll report you to IRCA. And IRCA is start with U, not an E, by the way, texter. Okay, let's see. This one says, good day. This next term for Bahamians thing is a bad idea. They didn't hear the former PM say that and was soundly rejected. Okay. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you're live, caller. Go ahead. Caller, you there? I can hear you in the background echoing. You just need to talk. No? Let's go to move to the next person. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning.
I'd like to congratulate a young man on his mathematics. You know, the thing is, the other subjects, I would have been interested in who got the highest grade in physics and math, et cetera, et cetera.
QC and SAC.
But it's all. But learning is an ongoing process, and so maybe you should become a math lecturer and help out other students. I just want to give the public schools, you know, an input here. You know, my daughter goes to LL, and she's on the honor roll since she was there. But it doesn't matter. What I'm noticing is the crowd is pretty small. So even for all schools, maybe if they incorporated, like when I went to St. John's, there was a speech day, and so people like Charles Carter and various people would come out and give speeches and give out awards. And so the whole school was there, and so that encouraged me, and it encouraged other students to do well. So by just letting the students who got the honor roll attend, it's kind of like it's counterintuitive, I would say. I don't know if it's because of size and accommodation, space, et cetera. Maybe it could be some dilemmas. But I just wanted to comment on Adriel's, what Papa was talking about with Adriel, right? You know, the justice system seems to be, all right, for me, rape and murder, robbery and murder, bank robbery, whatever, home invasion and murder, right? Those things would have inherited the consequences of death, right? And so, for some reason, when you look at the statistics on where the most murders take place, it seems to me as if there's a power that wants us to kill up one another when there are no consequences. We say we believe in the Bible, that's quite reliable. But yet still, I just thought, I would ask anyone this personal question. I don't want you to ask you it. Suppose Adriel was your daughter or somebody close and dearest to you. Would you be satisfied with 40 years of someone eat, breathing, and defecating in prison, and Christ has arisen? And so what I'm saying, we are all insensitive to other people's suffering, but for me, I can't fathom it. So I'm kind of empathetic and maybe overly empathetic in a situation like that. So I'm sorry. We heard, there's no consequences of things. And so this guy's a Ferguson, but they're saying he's a Haitian background, et cetera, et cetera. So where did he inherit the name Ferguson? So these people who come on the radio are also talking about behemoths doing their work. We don't know who's a behemoth or who's Haitian. All of us are Africans. So we need to stop these counterintuitive narratives. It sickens me because I work 16 hours a day, 15 hours, 14 hours a day. If I work 8 hours a day, I never get nothing accomplished. So when they say behemoths doing their work, I've seen some guys, I work on a construction site, for Flameless Electrical, Taylor's Electrical, in the hotel, et cetera. And I've seen guys come to work. They work like maybe 3-4 days a week, and they, you know, maybe some people like that. But we can't paint everybody with a broad brush and be in a rush to do so. So I just thought we are quite insensitive to the death of Adriel, you know, because I have a child maybe just underage. But I just thought sometimes people need to pay the consequences of their actions. Mm. You know, we just can't sit around and just allow people to do things and then feed them with the taxpayers' money. It's counterintuitive. It was no different than destroying young men's lives for a giant marijuana and feeding him for 6 months to a year because someone can't pay his bill. Why would the dummies do that? Mm-hmm. Where I see my Haitian beam and brethren just came to me Sunday, a day or two ago, and he got caught with, he told me 7.5 bags of weed, right? That they intend to sell to the people or make to dispensary or to legalize. 7.5 bags of marijuana, which only could be just above a quarter ounce. And he paid a $3,400 fine. And they would never do that to somebody. So these guys are contributing more to the economy than anybody else. And I'm seeing disproportionate fines for poor people. So there has to be some form of discrimination going on in the court system.
I appreciate you,
grams,
Dave. Appreciate
10, 11, 12 grams of marijuana, and the person paying $2,400 fine, that's ridiculous because of the foil paper. And the justice system sucks, man.
Thank you very much, 52. I see you, Carl. I'm going to come to you right now. Say, outstanding students honored by at a National Examination Award Ceremony on Monday, February 16, 2026. Emma Martin and various ministry officials, including Permanent Secretary Laureen Mbrista and Director of Education Dominique McCartney Russell, attended the annual National Examination Award Ceremony under the theme Rewarding Excellence in National Examinations, held at Greater Bethel Cathedral. Students from across the Bahamas were celebrated for their academic success in BJC's and BGTSC's examinations with the requirements of earning 5 or more A's. Minister Hannah Martin brought remarks noting that these achievements demonstrate broad-based attainment across the nation. She encouraged all young people to believe that with God, all things are possible, to stay grounded and well-rounded, and reminded them that we are proud of every single student in attendance. Zante Fern of Queen's College, who earned 12 A's and 1 B, received the Paul Adley Award for Best BGCSE overall performance in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, as well as the Carol Hanna Award for the best overall performance in the 2025 BGCSE examination for independent schools. Amaya Bodo of NGM Major High School, who earned 6 A's and 1 B, received the Marjorie Davis Award for the best overall performance in 2025 BGCSE examination for government schools. So that's the best government school person and the best private school person, and of course the best overall person. Let's go to the phone lines there. Guiding Radio AM, go ahead.
Yes, good morning to all.
Good morning. It's open line day. We're allowing you to say what you want to talk about.
Yes, you know, the high flyers. There have been high flyers, in education, right? And I was saying this by my QC alma mater, my QC group, school group, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it shows where QC and St. Augustine's, they had most outstanding students of the year, like from the 90s or
1993 it started
till now. You know, overwhelming. You know, I say that. You know, and then as well as how we have a D average, you know what I'm saying, in the Bahamas, right? So we must celebrate our achievers, right? The high achievers, right? But we must always be truthful to say that, you know, when we education and we need to have more of an investment in education in the Bahamas by our government. Or by us in general, you know, starts with our government. Because our government, they subsidize the education in private schools too now. You see, and that's you know, and that's a must, you know. And this thing about the PLP and their launch, right, and what they talk about in an investment, right? An achievement. You understand me? And I see in the Bahamas, right, where our governments, what they've been doing, right? They was using the excuse of the bond status, the international bond status to go into these public private partnerships. And these people partnerships or deals, I mean, for long fees, 25 years. You know what I mean? Lately, they've been giving them. Before, it used to be 50 years and 100 years, you know, like really long. You know, what they should be doing is borrowing money from these behemoths. You understand me? These rich behemoths. You know what I'm saying? True bonds, rather than giving them these ownership partners. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, you know, and you see, in the Bahamas, right? And then let's look at when it comes to children. You know, you advocates in the Bahamas who advocate for the safety of children, right? And
yeah,
and women and the like, right? But like Porpa says, you know, I read, you know, the Epstein files. It has an index.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has a search engine within itself.
Mm-hmm.
So you could Google anybody anywhere in the world. Right? And when you Google particular Bahamian names, they come up in the Epstein files,
yeah,
in a particular context. You understand me?
Yeah.
In a particular context, but our media, they're not concerned about that. You understand me? They go with this narrative that like a cover-up narrative, rather than investigating the context. You know, I'm saying that, like, I read it. You see the past that pertains to behemoths.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see how people, educated people, technocrats, could scrutinize everything but can't scrutinize and can't read and comprehend. I mean, if Papa could comprehend, I don't think Papa said he got a pass and a D. You know? Come on now. He could comprehend with a D average. Come on. Those at A average can't comprehend one file?
And I don't know if we need to go and investigate that some more. Let's go to the next caller here. This is a text before I go there. It said, morning, Nuri. Would you give a known convicted drug dealer a job in government if they spend their time and have reform Former, yeah. If they could do the job. If they could do the job, I may consider it. Let's go to the phone line. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Let's move on to the next one. Let me read this text. Says, it would be nice to know if the Bahamas government paid the billions of dollars borrowed from during the Hubert administration till this administration. Wasn't that the fat reason why... Okay, long and short, they're asking if the VAT money was paid off the long debt. And we can read the budget and see where the money going, man. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Pleasant morning, CA. Good morning. I hope you're doing well.
Doing well, man.
CA, I heard something on the news this morning that really made my liver quiver, man. The shanty town task force, whatever.
They it was in Abaco.
And they broke down four lousy houses. They were supposed to go out to Michael Road, where they see a whole bunch of stuff. They go on somewhere off Joe Finder, knocked on four.
Yeah.
Four lousy houses, right? And then the person who, the spokesperson, had the audacity to say that they must educate people. Who are these people who don't know where to build and what to do? Who are these people that need this education? CA, do you know where not to build? Would you go and build on somebody else's property and on a vacant piece of land? And stop? Would you do that, CA?
And I hear you. We'll be talking about two different cultures and two different types of people.
No, but it's only for you. Anytime Myers Monroe is with, anytime you have two cultures in your country, you have problems.
And this is why the spokesperson said we need to educate them on what our culture is and make sure
they don't need, if you are part of our culture, yes. But you are, first of all, you are illegal.
Not all of the people, as you know, are illegal. Some of them have papers and documents to be here.
I don't care if they got papers.
But you have to care because they have rights if they have papers.
Papers for what? Papers to work?
I don't know what type of papers have. Some of them have documents.
What makes them legal?
Whatever paper they have, give them entitlement, some rights to be here.
You may have a piece of paper that says that you have
two different conversations.
Work? Give you no right to go build?
Let me give you an example. In Abaco, they had a fire in one of the shanty towns. It lasted 5 days. The local volunteer firefighters had to out this fire. It just out yesterday. Whilst they were outing the fire yesterday, would burn through the shanty town, destroying houses. The people who were there go across the street and start building a new one.
You see what kind of country we got?
But someone should have been there.
They don't respect us. No, they got us for counts. They got us government for counts.
It's not.
How you go just go build on land?
Some,
they can do that in Haiti or wherever they come from, man.
Someone in authority. It's their job to enforce and to educate the masses. But I hear you. I ain't saying that something that doesn't need to be done. I'm just saying the powers that be need to do more.
The only party where I think would really could fix this is the COI, but the Bahamians, they beat up their mouth with this, and by the time comes the vote, and they go right back to the same old, and then they can come complain another 5 years, look what's going on. They know what's going to happen anyhow, man. I don't like Donald Trump, per se, but at least he won.
Before you go.
A lot of people just to come, and that's why we got this immigration problem right now,
Yes.
And they're talking about trying to fix Article 7. There's nothing wrong with Article 7. It's what is wrong with is the persons who are responsible for protecting our borders.
Before you
they
go.
They have reneged and fallen short of their duty.
Let me ask you this before you go. Let me ask you before, because the phone is lying lit up. This election. Like I said, the Progressive Party is saying that they deserve a second term based on what they've done so far. Immigration seems to be resonating throughout the whole Bahamas. We're talking about you now and the people like you. Is immigration serious enough to say, man, I vote for y'all because y'all ain't doing enough on immigration?
It is serious for me. I see these people coming in right where I live. They come in. They come to, this is my cousin. We look at the cousin jumping on the truck, the cousin going in, and the cousin, this is my, we got somebody tell them, sir, come to the Bahamas. The Bahamas, they open for business. Just come. Man, they so slack down here.
I hear you.
Listen, I can't listen. I hear the frustration.
I hear the frustration. Let's move on to the next caller. Let me read this text. It says, good day, CA, and congrats to the students and their support network. Yep, I miss you and Aaron teaming up. You're extra brilliant with Aaron. Congratulations to all of your teachers, all of our teachers throughout the country, and Madam President Belinda Wilson of the BUT, who continue to ensure that learning is comfortable for students, teachers, and administration. Send love to all they continue to do. Okay, let's see if any more text before I go to the next line. No, let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM.
Larry.
Hey.
I got to say congratulations to the young lady from Queen College. Overall, best score out of all the BJC. 12 A's and 1 B?
Yes, BJCSE. 12 A's and 1 B.
That's a motorcade, too. That's a celebrating the community.
QC having a big party soon. Like I said, Aaron and I should the motorcade and have a show there. So
congratulations to her parents and the teachers them there too. And like we say to Kevin Jeremiah Williams, but you didn't answer the question with 52 up. If Ariel was your daughter, you would have been pleased with the 40 years for the young man?
Knowing the Bahamas where I see people who rape brutally a 3-year-old and 4-year-old and get 4 years, then hold on. 3-year-old, this man brutally molested her. And he got 4 years, man. And 40 years?
This was what do you think was deserving? Do you think they deserve that, the same punishment they give to the 3-year-old and to Ariel?
Now you go into my spirituality.
No, I'm just asking.
No, I can answer you. You go into my spirituality and what I believe.
I mean, after you forgive them, do you think the law should be carried the same judgment when they put on them babies?
I'm answering you.
Yes.
I believe me and my spirituality. Death, life and death belongs to God alone.
Yes, sir.
I can't commit murder, me. And if I can't pull the lever to hang them myself, mm-hmm. or if I can't take the gun and shoot them myself as the person who's going to inflict the punishment, I mm-hmm. can't condone the death sentence. That's just me.
Even if it was your daughter
Even
or your
if it was
wife.
My daughter or my wife. I just can't do it. I can't drop my soul to commit murder myself. I just can't do it.
Okay.
That's why I can't go to war either. I can't shoot nobody.
You can't go to war?
I can't go to war.
You could defend yourself if someone beating the hell out of you?
And
would you defend yourself?
I can answer that. If I defend myself.
And your family and your wife.
And my family and wife, and I kill that person in defense, mm-hmm. I have committed sin. Therefore, I'm doomed to hell. I believe I deserve to go to hell.
You get this thing mixed up. God forgive me if I'm wrong. God forgive me if you're wrong.
No.
If I'm wrong, forgive me.
My spirituality is just different. That's what I'm saying. I just can't do it. Me.
There's only one God.
And I believe my God is right and yours is wrong. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller. Guided Radio AM. The CA Nuri. Go ahead, caller. Let's move to the next one.
Yeah, hello,
go ahead, caller.
Hello.
You're live.
Hello. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Blessings to you.
Good, man, good. I just want to, let me tell you something. I don't know what's going on social media. Last night, the PLP launch for the candidates. Man, listen, I was in the area there last night, and I was trying to figure out and if anybody knows about Bahama, that parking that they have a huge parking lot, I think probably the largest in the island. And literally you could not find a parking space in that area. I wouldn't even talk about it in the building when I went inside. I was just kind of curious to see what was going on. And
remind you of that Dexter Dabbs concert the Saturday before. Not a parking space. So imagine
not
me coming.
A parking space.
Imagine me coming there 12 o'clock at night and can't find no parking space.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, people were still leaving after 1 o'clock. People still hanging around. Mm. And literally, I am telling you when I say this, if that was just a kid launch, and that was not what you know. And the funny thing I found that's so funny about it. None of the proponents of the opposition or the COI, nobody on social media is even talking about it. It's like it's crickets. You can't. Nobody even has anything to say about it. Negative. They don't have nothing to say. And to me, that's strange. Mm. You know, and I'm not saying that because I'm a supporter or whatever. But I'm saying literally last night, I was trying to figure out if there was some separate from this thing launched. And I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
What I found so interesting about it, a good 70 to 75% of the people out there were young people.
Mm-hmm.
These weren't old people. These weren't the old Star Wars. You had the mix in there and there. But the 75% of those people were young people. And if that is the indicator of what's going to happen, Lord have mercy. And like I said, I've never seen anything like that last night. And, you know, your Bahama could tell you they had problems trying to find people, places. I think they can host at least probably close to 2,000 vehicles. And I know they had people park up on the sidewalk, all over the place.
That's
crazy.
I agree with you, caller, but that's every night, a weekend night at Bahama. Every night, you can't find no parking. And despite how big that parking lot, that folks are busy. All kind of events happening out there. I'm just saying, that's a routine thing out there. Let's read. Let's go to the... Okay, let me read this first. Phone line, I see you. I'm coming to you right now. Prime Minister Mia Motley has confirmed that anti-defection legislation will be a top priority for her new administration. Key details regarding the proposed legislation include mandatory resignation. The bill aims to prevent legislators from crossing the floor. In the Bahamas, we know we cross the floor often, especially after elections when people get frustrated. Which, continuing the article, says switching political parties without first returning the electorate for a new mandate. Rationale, the proposal was raised by members of the 30-seat parliamentary party who argued that representatives elected on a specific party ticket should not be able to sever those ties voluntarily without seeking validation from voters. Historical context. This move affects where members crossed the floor to serve as leader of the opposition, Joseph Atherley in 2018 and Ralph Thorne in 2024. Timeline, the Prime Minister indicated that the legislation would be one of the first bills introduced after the new cabinet is sworn in on Monday, February 16th, which is yesterday. The new Attorney General, Wilfred Abrahams, who was sworn in alongside Motley on February 12th, will spearhead these reforms as part of a broader mission in 2030 agenda. I wonder if you know if you believe that. We will make it illegal for political members of parliament from switching sides. One, I hope people switched sides in recent time. Andre Rollins moved from the PLP to the FNM. Renwood Wells moved from the PLP to the FNM. So they're making it against the law. This is Mia Motley in Barbados now. For people to switch sides mid-administration. If you're a PLP, you can stay PLP for life until you go back and have an election. Or you can't. I don't even think you can become an independent. That's all the same thing. Let's go to the callers. Garden Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller.
Join the conversation thus far. When you talk about Mia Motley, you really, really invoke what true leadership is all about. The woman is a visionary. She is bold and courageous enough to grab the bull by the horn and do things the right way. I congratulate her on her style of leadership at every opportunity I get because she reminds me of Sir Lyndon Oscar back in the day. And his cabinet back in the day. Compared to this one we got today, there's no comparison. I just believe that our leaders who have really held the helm for the past 20-odd years have been, I wouldn't use the word on air, but I'm really disappointed in what the party really represents today in terms of the protection of our way of life, the protection of the dignity, the sovereignty of this country. I don't believe that they're doing sufficient to protect the Bahamian people in the manner that they should. And, you know, congratulations to the student of Queen's College for the excellent work. I am one of those who have seen the Bahamas at its best back in the 70s and 80s when the sciences really took front and center stage, where Bahamians were really prominent and being recognized not just locally, but globally. and to the students and those who are in college and university today that desire to come back home, but then the parents are telling them not to come back home because it doesn't make any sense because they're not going to get the level of respect and dignity that they deserve after working so hard for their degrees. Man, there's a lot in this country that we could talk about the small positives, but the negatives right now outweigh just about everything. So that's all I can say for this morning or this afternoon, and I'm really hoping that our Bahamian people open their eyes and realize that governments are supposed to be working for us, the people. The only certain few still benefiting while the rest of us continue to suffer in this country. Thanks for taking my call today.
Definitely. And before I move to the next call, I'm noticing that there's a huge number of public school students who did exceptionally well in BJC, equaling or as many as the private schools. But something happens between grade 9 and grade 12 that even though the public schools grades can be considered equivalent or near to the private schools, but times they reach grade 12, the grades change. And perhaps that's something that we need to investigate. What happens between these exceptional students and like these public schools have 10 and 15 per school who are receiving great BJC results. But times they reach grade 12, the results just seems different, right? Let's go back to the phone lines. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Hello. What's up, man? See you.
Rachel, man. Blessings to you.
Yeah, the Grammy boy. Yeah.
How you doing?
I am concerned. I am now concerned at the most concerned. The caller talk, they're getting excited over the big party and stuff like that. Did they give you an estimate how much something like that cost, CA?
Me, I do not know. But I know that the PLP stay having big parties at the big hotel, and I'm not sure how they're affording it. It's a lot of money.
Okay, and that's just like a candidate meet and greet the candidate role or the evening convention and that, like
yeah,
that, right?
They have spare money.
But the funny thing about it is, right, while they was having that ceremony in the hospital, they was moving around beds because the patients, maternity patients, was getting wet water while they partying, drinking Dattinger, and all the, like the fellas say, 75% young people. But, pardon me?
No, I hear you. We're getting ready to go, but I want to hear what you say. Go ahead.
Yes, the nurses ain't got no gloves. The patients buying their own TV and microwave to warm their food. Supplies, there are no supplies. They couldn't even find blanket yesterday.
I can talk about this tomorrow. Because I did hear that there was a flooding at Princess Margaret.
Yes,
hospital.
And they partying.
And I would need to know what is more important, building a new hospital or fixing the old one. Right now,
All partying.
Something seems urgent.
Thank you.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Shivago Lang is next. I see you callers. Unfortunately, I couldn't accept your call. But tomorrow's another day, and we'll have an open line more likely tomorrow. I have a guest there, and I want him to do some commentary about it. Have a wonderful day.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.